Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 112, verse 4. Light shines in the darkness for the godly. They are generous, compassionate, and righteous. I'll never forget my visit to Ruby. She was dying and knew that her end was very near. It was late in the afternoon when I went to see her in her cottage, and the light was fading. But my overwhelming memory of that visit is of her radiant smile. On paper, the situation seemed so sad and hopeless, but Ruby didn't see it that way. She knew God as her friend and was looking to the future with genuine excitement because she knew that he could be trusted. Most people would have looked at that situation and seen nothing but sadness and tragedy. But for Ruby, the light still shone. Over the years, I've had the privilege of meeting many people whose life circumstances looked dark and forbidding, but whose faith in God meant that they simply didn't see it that way. I think of prisoners, people with disabilities, those who have been thrown out of their communities because of their Christian faith, and others who, through no fault of their own, were facing financial ruin. In each of their lives, the light was shining. Humanly speaking, it was unrelieved darkness, but because of their faith in God, a brilliant light shone that nothing could extinguish. This whole psalm is a wonderful description of the person who has centered their life on God. They're generous, kind, and able to live their life with confidence because of their faith. They don't spend their time fearing bad news because they confidently trust the Lord to care for them. They're confident and fearless. The psalmist doesn't deny the reality of life's problems and threats. He doesn't for a moment suggest that there's no darkness in the world. His point is that the godly person is able to see the light shining whatever the circumstances. Who wouldn't want to be like that? Let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you that your light shines even in the darkest of situations. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope.
Say big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save